My sister Irene and me visit our dad down to Mahoosick Green 3 to 4 times a week. Sometimes we go together, but most times we go separately, you know, so he gets more visits. Mahoosick Green is our senior living facility in town. Their tagline is, "Experience your finest senior moments with us." That may have been true when Dad was in independent living. Not so much when it comes to assisted living and memory care. Well, that's no fault of Mahoosick Green. It's just how things are. As my friend Shirley says, getting old ain't for sissies. See, Dad has dementia, though he still recognizes us, thank God. There's always this moment at the beginning of a visit. I'll find him dead asleep, snoring away. I pull up a chair and take his hand in mine. Sometimes I pat his arm to wake him up. Then it happens. He opens his eyes and sees that it's me or me and Irene, and he just beams. He's so happy to see us. Dad passes his days sleeping in his biker lounger, eating pureed food in the dining room, or going to the main gathering area in his Broda chair, one of them big fancy wheelchairs, and dozing through exercise, word games, or trivia. Oh boy, does he hate trivia. Makes me feel stupid, he says. Dad, it's because they're asking about the wrong stuff. If they had questions like, how do you fix your snowmobile on the trail, or what's the best fishing lure for trout, you dazzle them with your know-how. That usually gets a chuckle out of them. Sometimes it's challenging to fit in my dad visits, what with work, getting food on the table, keeping the house clean and stuff. It wears you down. But Irene and me are committed to see Dad as much as we can. A couple of weeks ago, we got a notice they'd had an outbreak of COVID in the building and we shouldn't visit for a while. They were isolating the residents in their rooms like they have in the past. When I heard the news, to be honest, I was kind of relieved to get a little break. Then I felt guilty for feeling that way. Can you relate? That guilt ramped up a notch when I got a call last Monday that Dad had tested positive for COVID. He'd never had it before. He's all vaxxed and boosted up the yin-yang, but Irene and me are still worried about him. Now that I know I can't see him for another 10 days, I miss him even more. The last time I saw Dad was with Irene, and it was a really good visit. We always bring him 3 chocolate-covered cherries that we pick up at Cumbie's. Man, does he ever love them candies. A typical visit with Dad is pretty repetitive, as you'd imagine.
You've been busy? How's Charlie doing? You seen anyone we know? Rinse and repeat.
Sometimes he'll get on a topic and go round and round about it. This particular visit, he was trying to decide whether or not he would stay at Mahoosick Green or go to live in a little hunting cabin in the woods, if you can believe it. Jay, Dad, what would you do up there all by yourself?
Oh, I'd rock on the porch, smoke a cigar.
That sounds nice, but it would be hard to visit you as much as we do now if you lived in the woods. Dad would ponder this a minute and eventually make a decision.
I'm thinking I'll stay here. Nice room, food's okay, close to you girls. Oh, we need to let them know, sign the papers.
We will, Dad. If you think this issue is now finally settled, you'd be wrong. A minute later, Dad would start up again. At the end of the visit, Irene says to him, "You know, Dad, you've always been a smart guy with good common sense. Ida and me think you've made the right decision staying close." And then Dad says,
"Well, I'm glad I can participate in a positive way."
Irene and me look at each other, startled. I mean, he didn't stumble at all, and that was a pretty complete thought and kind of sophisticated. Why, even Dad seemed surprised that remark came out of his mouth. He goes, "Oh, I got my English out." And then the old guy smiles and waves us on our way. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.